Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That is an open. That's the kind of production value you need to put in to Know Your Foe. Well done. Ready for the games.
No, I'm not a rah-rah kind of guy. I'm not.
That doesn't make the hair stand up on the back of your neck. You ain't living. You just ain't living, man.
All right. Well, I'm living.
L-I-V-E-N, live it.
You living?
Living.
We also have Buck.
L-I-V-I-N.
Do you guys keep track of this throughout the season? My picking on
that
behalf
would be
of
a
Dusty?
No, Bob.
Okay.
Well, you know what keeps track of it, though, is the Facebook group.
The Facebook group?
Yeah, or the Facebook group.
The Pro Football Challenge on 1080thefan.com.
Can't you sign up through Facebook?
That's right. I don't know. I signed up right on 1080thefan.com. That's how I signed up for my Pro Football Challenge. You should do the same at home. You can play along with us, play against our on-air team and other listeners. And the best listener will get a new surround sound system and Blu-ray player from Encore Audio Video. And this thing is nice.
God, so go out and get life some. Life is good. Life is good. Football's here. Sounds are here.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to pick five of the games being played this weekend, and we start with the Thursday night game. It kicks off tonight, 5:20 p.m., Green Bay Packers at Chicago Bears. You can complain about Thursday night football the rest of the year. These teams will not be depleted. They will not be tired. They'll be ready to go, Cam.
Yeah, so you know what? We're not degenerate gamblers. You might be. Buck is. I know he's a degenerate gambler. We don't pick against the line. We pick straight up. So all those other jackwagons and party poopers that want to pick against that, that's fine. You go do that.
Yeah, this is how the NFL Challenge keeps score when you play it with us on the fan. So we're picking them straight
up. If you
want
to be like the other guys that host shows and pick against the line, you go pick against the line.
Yeah.
I don't care. But we on the Football Challenge, we pick them straight up.
All right.
And I'm straight up taking the pack attack.
Ooh, pack attack. Yeah. What's your reason? What's your logic?
Well, it's one reason and one reason only. Aaron Rodgers is salty. He had a bad year, got his coach fired. He's in rebuild mode. I think he's going to be up for the NFC MVP this year. So I think he's going to have that kind of season.
Okay.
So I feel that the Packers, and I think this is a good football game. This is going to be a good football game. I'm not saying that the Bears are garbage. I lean on a little bit of quarterback experience. That's it.
Works for me. All right. Who you taking there, Buck?
Yeah, I'm also going to take the Packers here. I think that there's been probably too much made of this whole LaFleur-Rodgers power struggle. I think they're probably going to do just fine together. And like Cam brought up a little bit earlier, I am a little bit worried about the Bears' defense taking a step back without Vic Fangio in the fold. So I like the Pack.
I had this as a toss-up in my mind. I picked the Packers. Both of you going with the Packers as well. So I will switch my pick officially on 1080thefan.com to the Chicago Bears.
Bears.
Facial on the floor. Total facial.
Defense wins. I know that that it's early in the season, and that's a lot of times when you see the offense flying high. But I do have this as kind of a toss-up, and I think Khalil Mack is the guy that you need to lead this defense, not necessarily your Chuck Pagano of the world, Fangio. So I'll go with the Bears just to be contrarian. All right, Sunday afternoon, the 1:05 kick right here on the fan. Bengals at Seattle Seahawks. We'll start with you again, Cam.
Ooh, the Bengals at the Seahawks. Yeah, this isn't close. sorry, this game is not. I'm not on the Red Rider. I'm not with it. I'm sorry. I know a new coach. I get it. Cincinnati. I don't. I hate the Cincinnati Bengals. I hate the Brown family. Everything about that. Seahawks roll.
Yeah. Buck, you on the same pick there?
Sweep it. I think we all agree.
Yep, 100% Seahawks winning that one. No faith in the Bengals. First new coach in 16 years.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Holy cow. All right, we've got the Sunday night game, which is going to be fantastic. Your Super Bowl champion New England Patriots taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers.
It's sans, the Steelers.
Sans Antonio Brown. She's in with her pick. I don't know who that is. Cam?
You go first.
All right, I'll go first.
Let's change it up a little bit, dang it.
I'll go first. It's obvious. The Steelers are going to win 28-24, and everybody is going to lose their mind. The Patriots' run is over. Tom Brady will not look sharp in the fourth quarter, and everybody will say he's too old to play, and they will go on to win the AFC again, but they will not win this football game. Overreaction time.
It's overreaction time.
Who are you taking?
Buck.
Yeah, you know what? I'm actually going to go with the Steelers as well. I think that they are in. I mean, did you actually take the Steelers there?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought so. There was a backwards way of talking that I thought you might have backed into a Patriots pick, but okay.
Nope.
Steelers, I'm with you. It seems like the Patriots always stumble somewhere out of the gate. First one, two, three games somewhere in there. Obviously, they can win this game. They can. I think that Belichick probably can outcoach Tomlin. But for whatever reason, maybe this is the hiccup. I'm going to take the Steelers, and then you're right. I think Patriots end up going on a run.
Yep. Cam?
Okay. This is my only humble brag moment. Okay, so in 2002, we opened up as the Patriots. Opened up Gillette Stadium against who? The vaunted Pittsburgh Steelers.
It's the Steelers.
We did it. I said we. I could wee this up like there's no tomorrow. I played in the Jax group, which is Jax, which was multiple tight ends, but I was in the Jax personnel. I had 7 catches on Monday Night Football.
Yeah, you did.
Okay, with Tom Brady. We kicked their backside up and down the field. The Steelers had no idea it was going to happen. And again, this is going to happen as the Patriots are going to kick the crap out of the Steelers. I still think the Steelers, not the kick crap, they're going to win the game. Steelers are going to win the division. Yeah. I think they win the AFC North. No. I do, but I'm not going to bet against ever that group that they have. I think it's going to be a good football game. I mean,
win
we know that
one.
The Steelers shoulda, wouldas. They had a fumble away from winning that football game last year. This is going to be a great football game. It's on Monday night.
It's Sunday night.
Sunday night,
best
but it's tons of nostalgia.
Football. Yep,
it brings it back. Excited about this football game.
Perfect. Two Monday night games in week one, as always. The Houston Texans start things off a 4:10 kick at the New Orleans Saints. Texans, Saints.
Buck,
why don't you start it off this time?
Ooh, I would like to say the Texans, because I think now with Andrew Luck's injury, they may be the front runner to win their division. And I think the Saints may take a little step back this year after all the referee controversy that ended last year. But I think playing in the dome, you said this one is in New Orleans, correct?
It is.
Mm-hmm.
For that reason and that reason only, I am taking the Saints.
Yeah, the Saints are a regular season juggernaut. They win a lot of football games. I think that they have a little something to prove coming back. You mentioned how they exited the playoffs last year. Texans, yeah, they'll be good, but I think that division is very much up for grabs with Andrew Luck gone. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I will take the Saints to come out and make a statement that they want one more run with Breeze, which they've tried to do 4 years in a row, and they'll continue to do next year probably too. But one more run with Drew Breeze.
So I always try to take a realistic look at this, and I look at the veterans, or I also use an example of who's the better quarterback. In my mind, Drew Breeze is the better quarterback. That gives me an edge to the Saints. Who's a better running back? Alvin Kamara, better running back. Who has a better receiving corps? Well, DeAndre Hopkins, Michael Thomas. That's a toss-up. Those two are elite. Those are two are the best two in all of the NFL, and you can't argue against that. The sway, just like anybody says, is that home field advantage, and knowing that the Saints have a massive chip on their shoulder. I don't think the Texans are bad on defense, but I don't think they're going to be able to handle the Saints on offense. This is going to be a very good football game again. That's why the line is 7, and I think it comes down to the fourth quarter, but I got to lean on the Saints on this one.
Works in the final game of the first weekend of NFL football ends with the Broncos at the Raiders, the darlings of the Hard Knocks circuit. John Gruden needs to have a better year too, you would expect. Who you taking?
The biggest advantage the Raiders have is they play in a dump, but it's their dump. But they also will be playing on a baseball field, which is another big advantage for the Raiders. Because I don't think the Broncos are anything special. I don't. I think the Raiders are going to be better. I know that the running game Vic Fangio is going to be a better defensive coordinator. Certainly what they're doing with. I have no idea. I just believe that the Raiders are going to be better because I want them just for the sake of good for football. It's more fun. Yeah. And they're playing on that crappy baseball field for the last year. So let's give me the Raiders.
Buck, who are you taking?
I'm going the other way. I'm going Broncos mostly because I just, at this point, can't pick for the dysfunction of the Raiders from what you've seen.
Because you're a 49er fan, but okay, I appreciate that.
My rival's the Seahawks, I think that Denver's defense is enough, especially now with Fangio there. Obviously, you've still got Von Miller. You've got Bradley Chubb. I think that they're going to make things tough on Derek Carr. I don't know that Antonio Brown's even going to be... I don't know you can rely on him for anything at this point. Until we see that, I'm not ready to pick for them. So being that it's a pick 'em, going with the Broncos.
I'm going to take the Broncos as well. You have Joe Flacco, who won a lot of football games. They have not had competent quarterback play in a very long time. The last Super Bowl that they won with Peyton Manning was not a Peyton Manning playing exceptionally well. The Super Bowl they lost was with Peyton Manning playing exceptionally well. I think if they can get competent quarterback play with a good defense, great defensive mind leading a very talented group, I will take the Broncos. And I think the Broncos are going to be a lot better than people think this year with Flacco. He doesn't get enough credit for what he did, taking the Ravens to a lot of wins. So there you go.
Alrighty then.
There you go.
That's your first taste. We just gave you the taste of the week.
Who's
one in the NFL?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.